A former U.S. Attorney General and governor of Missouri says opponents of North Dakota's Measure 1 are using what he called propaganda and scare tactics. John Ashcroft was governor when Missouri's legislature passed a pro-life statute that he claims is very similar to North Dakota's proposed constitutional amendment. Appearing at a Bismarck news conference and rally on behalf of the group ND Choose Life, Ashcroft said the Missouri statute has not affected such things as end-of-life decisions or in vitro fertilization.
And the outcome for 30 years has provided an undeniable answer to these questions. And the undeniable answer is that there is no problem in relation to in vitro fertilization, nor is there a problem in relation to end-of-life decisions or as to providing the medical assistance and help necessary for problem pregnancies.
Opponents say the Missouri law is a statute, not a constitutional measure, and is much more narrowly worded than the North Dakota proposal. Dina Butcher of Bismarck is with North Dakotans Against Measure 1.
The Missouri law includes limitations set forth by the Constitution of the United States, by interpretations of the courts, by Missouri state statutes, and by the Missouri state constitution. Measure 1 contains no such limits, and as an amendment to the Constitution, will have far-reaching consequences for all North Dakotans.
Butcher says the state's only in vitro fertilization clinic in Fargo has said it would have to close its doors if the amendment passes. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.